Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so I saw some of your pictures from the weekend. Uh-huh. You were all over the socials, and you looked, oh my goodness,
awesome.
Katie, you looked ridiculous.
Yeah,
and you were some sort of, like, cruise director,
no,
entertainment director.
No.
You had got a side hustle at the Olive Garden.
No.
What was this costume you were in?
The funny thing is, the mob boss outfit that I was very expertly portraying was the same outfit I wore when I did wait tables at the Olive Garden.
Looked like a waitress.
It really was.
You had did you put your thumbs under the suspenders all night?
Did you see?
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
I thought
I'm a mob boss.
I was so neat. Like, I really did. I thought I was just the neatest person. But I was at a party, and the theme was mob boss and mob boss wife.
Okay.
And I was just like, I'm not going to go to a party and just be a random wife. If I didn't have a mob boss husband to go with, okay, I didn't want to show up in just the costume of the wife. And I'm a boss lady. So
you
I was like,
boss.
I want to be the boss. And so instead of doing the mob boss wife, which is traditionally leopard print, fur coat, big like gold
chain,
jewelry,
yep,
your
exactly.
hair's really
big
right?
Lips.
Tan, like there's
that's just a normal Monday.
There's
for you.
A mob boss wife look, and I was like, I don't know if I want to go that. So I went the other route and did the mob boss, but I had on the black slacks, and I had on the white collared shirt and a tie, and I had a fedora. The hippie gave me my old hippie boyfriend gave me that fedora. I thought it was so perfect, and yes, I had the suspenders. We'll put the picture up on social media so people can take a look.
It's
I
on
think
there.
It's on our Facebook.
I threw it up
right?
on our Facebook.
That's right. Go take a look at Jeremy and Josh on Facebook.
The caption I put on there was Katie, mob boss or cruise ship entertainment director.
One of my friends texted me and they're like, are you going to deal blackjack? Like, where are you
oh
going?
Oh, my goodness.
Perfect.
Yes, that okay. nailed it right there.
Are you headed up the hill? What do you got to?
What were your thoughts on the suspenders?
Poker game. I looked everywhere for those suspenders.
Really?
I went to three different places looking for suspenders, and I finally found them, and I was so excited. I've never worn suspenders before. So
game changer.
They really keep your pants up.
Yeah,
I had
really.
No idea.
I told you my dad's starting to wear suspenders
yes.
now.
Does it's he need a pair?
The most ridiculous thing ever. No, I'd rather not.
Not use suspenders.
Could you bring them in and maybe I'll wear them?
There you go. No, it's a game changer because the thing is it doesn't, you know, how a belt can kind of cut into your circulation mm-hmm. a little bit right there. And I guess, I don't
the
know.
The suspenders for me hike them up a little too much, whereas I got
too.
Like a moose knuckle up front, you know, you don't want that. I got too much. It pulls your pants up. A little too tight, and
that's why you need the loose fitting.
You gotta apologize a lot, and you're like a lot of like my eyes are up here, you know. So that's you got to be careful with this.
It's like a fossil. It's like a woolly mammoth.
Okay. I gotta ask you.
Stop.
A lot of guys like?
Do you know what was
like
so
that
funny?
On you?
So I was like the only girl who showed up as the boss. First of all, I thought for sure ladies would be like, I'm going to dress up as the boss today.
No, they didn't want to look ridiculous.
Did not happen. I was the only woman who dressed like that, which is fine. Like, I was fine. But the directions to this place, it was very like, because it was in a speakeasy. So it was like underneath an establishment. You had mm-hmm. to knock, so blah, blah, blah. They had us park and it like brought you to an apartment complex. So I parked and here I am wandering this apartment complex dressed like I'm about to deal
fingers,
a game of blackjack.
With your thumbs under your suspenders.
Yeah, walking around
where
with a
everybody?
Gift bag just randomly in this apartment complex. So people were looking at me and laughing at me a little funny. But then I saw people dressed like me walking into a place. I'm like, well, that must be it. But definitely when I was done, I was mm-hmm. walking the streets of Parker. And a lot of guys looked at me funny and came up and said hi. And I was just, I don't know if they knew how to react to me. But then I went to another party. Like, I had another birthday party to go to after that, and I contemplated bringing a change of clothes, but I loved how
I looked so much.
I just went to the other birthday party dressed like that, and that was
and they're
funny.
Like, hey,
that was hilarious because people were like, what are you doing? Like, this is not a costume party. I'm like, oh, no, but I made it one. Like, you know, hi, guys. So it was pretty funny. That was, there was some explaining to do at that party. But,
there
yeah,
is.
Conversation starter.
As a gentleman, yeah. There is something about a lady in suspenders.
Yeah, that's kind so of, I've been told.
It's up there.
Off-putting?
Like with the, no, it's like the baseball cap with the ponytail coming out the back.
Yeah.
And, you know, various other, like the big, you know, male, like button-up shirt, a man's button-up shirt. And then there's something about the suspenders that's attractive, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You pull them back and snap them? I don't know what it is.
I actually, one of the guys at the party who I've known for forever, but he made a comment to our friend, and he's like, Katie's looking thick. But that's a good thing. It was a good thick.
Thick? That was a good thick?
It was a good thick. Like, the way he said it was a good compliment.
Damn, Katie be thick! Did he drag it out?
It was a dragged out thick. Yeah, exactly.
Two C's.
I believe Oh My Josh has the positive today.
Yeah, and this is such a good story. I love it. Domino's delivery driver Dan. Try saying that five times fast.
Oh, yeah.
Delivery driver Dan was caught on a Ring camera over the weekend talking to one of the people that he was delivering to about how their store was out of the Diet Cokes that he ordered. He ordered a 2-liter of Diet Cokes to go along with his pizza. And he said, hey, man, I'm so sorry. We were out of it. This is why your order's a little bit late. I stopped off at a gas station and grabbed a 2-liter of Diet Coke for you. And the guy was shocked. He was like, you did not have to do that. I cannot believe you went out of your way, used your own money to make sure that my order was correct. I love this. Instead of Domino's, like, replacing it with a Dr. Pepper or anything else, he just went out of his way, got him a 2-liter, delivered his pizza. The whole interaction was caught on this Ring camera of Dan. He's just this elderly gentleman who is still delivering Domino's pizzas out in the world. And I love the reaction because I checked the comments right after I saw this video on TikTok. And thousands of people were like, we need to donate. We need to do something to this man to help, you know, help him get the money back and everything.
Yeah.
So what did they do, Katie? They raised gosh darn near $20,000 for this man in one day.
For delivery driver Dan?
For Domino's delivery driver Dan.
For a $2 bottle of soda?
That.
The
they
price.
Have a GoFundMe page for this guy?
He is an elderly man who's been working at Domino's for
what
years.
What the frick?
And they want him.
Come
this
on.
Is for his retirement.
Oh my God.
What do you? Why do you have a bad attitude
oh
about this?
Oh my God. Every little thing now that somebody does, we have to get him a GoFundMe page and give him hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Watch
every
the
little
video.
Thing now.
When we understand that someone like
they
Dan,
were just out of soda.
But Dan's elderly, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what you said?
Yes.
And that's why
maybe
they
it's just keeping him
help?
Busy.
They're
we don't know.
I know, but still, like,
what if Dan's a millionaire?
I was going to say, a lot of guys retire, Dan's they get bored, and he's like, you know, I just want to go out and do something for a couple hours a day. Now we got to give him a GoFundMe page because he stopped by a gas station?
That's
well, they've raised $18,000 for him, so.
18 grand? When will you get a GoFundMe page?
Well,
you know
how
many smiles and happiness we bring people every day on this show? Start us a GoFundMe page.
Is that what you want?
Yeah!
Is that what this is going to
start? Is that all it takes now is bringing somebody a bottle of pop? We got to get this guy a GoFundMe page and get him $10 million immediately.
I like
what
this.
A load of crap.
I like this,
this
for
is
Dan.
Garbage.
No,
wow.
I still think it's
oh, Dan.
You got to watch the video. The whole interaction was very positive.
I'm speaking for the masses right now. They're like, really?
He
just brought
this
guy
sweet.
A pop, and now he gets $20,000.
For his retirement.
I know.
That's what it's for.
Do we know that he pulled money out of his own pocket to pay for this, or did Domino's give him a 5-spot and say, hey, grab a bottle of pop on
well,
your way
the,
over?
In the video, he says, we were out, so he said, I stopped off at the local gas station and
so
grabbed you a
2-liter. Don't know if Domino's cover the cost of that.
No, but if you say, I stopped off, usually
that,
it's kind of you
yeah.
use your own. Again,
I assume it was
generally
Dan's
on the
money.
Way to somebody's house, there's a gas station or a convenience store, so it probably took him an extra 30 seconds.
Which,
yeah, but that's
and
still,
now he's got $20,000 extra dollars. I'm pissed.
No one does nice things anymore.
That's it.
You're
I think,
nuts.
No.
I think people
does.
Do nice things all the time that they just don't need to post them on social media. You should
Are
be
you
doing nice
me?
Things
no.
all the time and not tell anybody. It's in the Bible,
yeah,
Josh.
I
it
know
is.
It's in
You're
the
right.
Bible.
It's in the Bible.
You're
don't
right.
tell everybody.
You're right.
That's the thing is this nowadays people are so quick to just be in their own little bubbles,
yeah.
head down, figuring the only worrying about themselves. I applaud Dan for
yes.
going out of his way to make sure these people had soda with their pizza.
That's great. You tip him an extra fiver and you go on with your life.
Well, he tried.
You don't need to post the video.
He tried, and he said, I tipped you on the app, and I don't have cash. I'm so sorry.
Tip him a little extra. Yeah, he doesn't need a GoFundMe page.
That was it. The guy couldn't tip him extra, and everybody else took that into their own hands, and they paid it forward.
I'm mad as hell about Dan.
I love it. I'm so happy
It's rising
Dan.
While Good we're talking.
Dan.
Okay, now what's going to stop all these copycatters? Like, oh, we were out of breadsticks, so I stopped by Walmart on the way.
No, it's a runoff thing.
I don't think that's how it's going to I don't know.
You think Dan and his homeowner are in cahoots and they're going to split the money?
One and done.
They're in cahoots.
It's his dad. It's Dan's son that ordered the pizza.
I am mad. You don't need a stupid GoFundMe page for bringing somebody a Diet Coke.
This is not how I thought
You know what? I'm done with PMI. I'm done.
What?
I'm done. I'm out of here.
What?